USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
At Wednesday's summit between Russia and the United States, Russian President Vladimir Putin brought to light the political persecution of protesters who took to Capitol Hill on January 6th. Putin told reporters in Geneva, political freedoms in Russia, in comparison to the United States, appear to be equally restricted. Putin also pointed out hundreds of Capitol protesters have been subjected to arbitrary detention, while Ashley Babbitt, who he referred to as a non-threatening woman, was shot dead point-blank range by Capitol Police. Putin argued these arrests are a violation of basic human rights. China has successfully launched the Shenzhou 12, its first manned mission in 5 years, to its new space station. Shenzhou 12, meaning Divine Vessel, lifted off Thursday from northwest China. After entering orbit, the spaceship conducted a rendezvous and docking with the in-orbit Chinese space station. This is USA Radio News.
UFOs are back in the news, and even the military can't explain these strange UFOs intercepting our ships and planes. Are they a sign of something real, dangerous, or even biblical? Now, Rob Schmidt takes a look at the biggest mystery of our time. Rob's special series, UFOs, Are They Really Here?, airs all this week on Newsmax. Tune in to Rob Schmidt tonight on Newsmax, now on all major cable systems. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. Or get Newsmax for free on your smart TVs, Roku, Zumo, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, or more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and start watching now. So find out the latest on UFOs with Rob Schmidt and check out Newsmax tonight. It's real news for real people.
Experts believe Russian hacking will continue against the United States as no deterrents were achieved by President Biden's European summits. Dan Naraki reports.
One of the subjects that was expected to be discussed at Wednesday's summit between President Biden and Russian President Putin was a recent series of cyber attacks against American companies that originated in Russia. But former Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, Evelyn Farkas, doesn't think that Russia will do anything about them. She tells CNBC the meeting likely won't motivate Russia to stop hacking.
Well, it's not enough, certainly, to tell them to stop. We've had other presidents try that approach. First of all, there are Russian state-sponsored cyber attacks. So the things that they've done, hacking and weaponizing information and getting involved in our elections in 2016 and then 2020 using disinformation, those things the Russian state can stop very quickly. I don't expect them to do that unless, again, they lash out at us and then we provide a proportional reaction.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump weighs in on Wednesday's summit between the United States and Russia. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Now that President Biden is on his way back to the U.S. after a week-long European trip capped off by Wednesday's summit with Russian President Putin, many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and you have to form your own judgment.
The COVID-19 timeline may need to be changed. Tim Berg reports.
A new NIH study says the coronavirus could have been in the United States as early as December 2019. The study, citing an Illinois volunteer who gave blood on January 7th of last year, and that led to a positive test result for antibodies. Based on that, researchers say Illinois could have been dealing with the virus around Christmas Eve of 2019.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.